please welcome Herbie Hancock. We got more surprises as people come in. here for the wings and Avenue just did as they come on and so forth. So you never know what's gonna happen on stage. You know, when I come here, so this won't be any different. It'll be exactly the same, which is you never know what's gonna happen. I like it that way. You like it that way? This is not only did I steal Leonardo Wiggy from Terrence Blanchard, but I also stole one of his arrangements. So we're gonna start off with that. That's okay in the music business. We don't mind stealing from each other, you know. It's okay, just take it. You know? It's when the public steals from us, that's what we don't like. Anyway, this is a song written by, not by me, but written by one of my favorite composers, Wayne Shorter. And Terrence Blanchard's group, which included Lynn Elman, right? he's one of the arrangers of this. This is Footprints. We're going to work our way into Footprints. First, we'll go to Never Never Land. 17 beats. And so he submitted it to the band and was supposed to like play right through it, but so not so. Not for guys who are used to playing it. Four beats. And you know four beats, you know. If you're old enough you might know three beats. The three beats, I'm gonna wait. Was hip hop and three beats? I just haven't been listening enough. Anyway. But anyway, so you wrote 17. And we're not going to play that. That's it. So I guess I explained why. I can't play 17 beats. How am I going to do it? And it has a groove to it, but if you try to dance to it, you'll break your neck. But that's not why we're not going to play it. But the deal is, I cannot be defeated completely. So I decided that why don't we take that and something else that's like totally the opposite extreme, like Watermelon Man, and see what happens if you combine a little bit of 17 with some of the stuff from Watermelon Man. See what happens. That sounds pretty crazy, right? Want to hear that? Okay, so here's how we're going to do this. We're going to start off with this groove that's a setup for Watermelon Man. And then we're going to slip in one of the things with 17 beats. You won't even know it, but it'll sound like a hiccup or something. And then we'll go back to the groove, and then we're going to do the thing with 17 beats twice, so you know we didn't make a mistake. And then we're going to go right into Watermelon Man, okay?
Thank you. Bye. Thank you.
threw all those like accents in the, like, all the wrong places, which are the right places. I like that. Turn the wrong places into the right places. Now that's not easy to do. It takes a great musician to do that. This young singer is really, really great. She has her own record out now. So maybe she'll tell you about it later. But anyway, I'm going to bring her on right now. Her name is Sonia Kitchell.
Thank you. deep
right
down.
Now. Because, see, Lionel has something that he prepared just for today. Actually, the preparation happened before your eyes. But he has all the ingredients. He brought all your spices? Yes. Yeah, good, good. See, because he's got to make this soup. It's an international soup. But he's from Benin, so Benin is in West Africa. So he's got these African spices that, through the whole thing. I hope he likes spicy.
Yeah.
This is spicy land anyway, right? Right? Okay, so anyway, because he's lived in Benin and well, born in Benin and lived in Paris, Boston, L.A., now lives in New York, and right now he's in Phoenix, so in that combination, can't be stopped, so the inspiration is pouring out of him right now, he's getting ready to give you this really wonderful presentation, and I don't know what it's going to be, it's different every night, but it's just going to be him. I'm leaving the stage. He doesn't need anybody but himself to do this. And you, he needs you. Lionel Luecke.
Come on, 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 come on
Thank you. Give me another good game.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.